Hi, everyone, and welcome back to English for You. I'm Erin.
And I'm Sam.
And we are talking about voice actors.
Okay, voice actors.
These are people who provide voices for cartoon characters. They read scripts for advertisements and TV shows, maybe anime and Korean dramas. And they even record a show's content in a different language, so like a Korean show in Chinese.
Okay. 今天呢，我们昨天的文章就已经在介绍了这些 voice actors. Voice actors 呢，就是我们中文说的这个配音员哦。他们呢，可能要 do cartoon characters, 就是卡通的角色为卡通配音，甚至是呢这个 TV commercials 这些电视广告，他不会这些东西来做配音。And how about voice actors in Taiwan?
They need to know a lot of stuff, so they've got to be, they've got to express their emotions, know about recording equipment. But Taiwanese voice actors, they usually work on ads and TV programs. But we learned that it's not a very high-paying job. It's difficult to get work, and they can't copyright their work.
Ooh, that's bad. So I think in today's article, we're going to see what voice actors do in Japan.
That's right. So we're going to hop over the ocean, and we're going to go to Japan, and we're going to find out what it's like for voice actors there.
Reading.
Mic check, 1, 2. In comparison to Taiwan's voice actors, Japan's voice actors are more highly respected. In fact, entire schools there are devoted to the craft. Voice actors, called seiyu, start training early, and their education is taken very seriously.Students must attend the typical voice training courses. However, their training extends much beyond these. Seiyu also take courses in song, dance, and theater. Such a wide-ranging education is necessary. These days, Japanese seiyu can become veritable celebrities. Aside from their work in film and television,anime and video games, they often hold concerts for their fans. For example, Kana Hanazawa, a popular seiyu, has voiced numerous characters and released 4 albums. Of course, their life is not always an easy ride. Landing a good voice acting job is difficult, as there is plenty of competition.Many seiyu have to take on other jobs just to get by. Additionally, those who achieve fame can be overworked and have trouble maintaining their privacy. If you're interested in voice acting, consider all the pros and cons first. Then, if you decide you have the patience, determination, and the will to succeed, make your voice heard.
Okay, so today's article starts out by saying, in comparison to Taiwan's voice actors, Japan's voice actors are more highly respected. Okay, so we're making a comparison here. Comparison is a noun, and it's the process of showing how two or more things are different from each other or how they're similar to each other. Now, we often use the phrase in comparison to do this.Here are a couple of example sentences. It's difficult to make comparisons between Chinese and English because they are so different. Or another one, in comparison to her sister,Evelyn is quite outgoing.
Okay. 所以呢，我们看到这个字 comparison 就是比较的意思哦。You can make comparison. Okay, 你可以做比较 between A and B. Okay, 在 A 和 B 之间做比较。或者是呢，我们看到刚刚第二个例句的用法，你可以呢 in comparison to. Okay, or in comparison with. Okay, 就是做比较的意思。
All right, let's continue on to find out more about Japanese voice actors. It says, in fact, entire schools there are devoted to the craft.
Whoa.
Yeah, so it's not just you kind of try to find a job somewhere and hope you get work. You actually go to school for this. Entire schools are devoted to it. This verb, devote, means to use all your time, energy, money, effort, or other things to do something or to help someone. Now, if you devote your time to something, you often don't do anything else in your time, just that one thing. Here's an example. Ike devotes all of his time to writing his book, so he rarely sees his friends and family.
Okay, devote 这个动词呢，就表示于这个奉献、牺牲、奉献哦，致力于做什么事情，或是献身于什么事情。注意到我们刚刚可以呢，是说好像说把你的时间、金钱用在这个事情上面，但是 devote 呢是比用更加的剧烈了，它呢是必须要好像你把你的全部都给了他，全部都奉献到这件事情上面，你几乎没有其他时间或没有钱来做其他事情，这样才叫做 devote。我们的句型呢 ，devote something to somebody or something。OK， 就是呢，把钱、把时间、把你的精力哦，专用于哦，献给、致力于做什么事情。比方说呢，我们刚刚说 ，he devoted his time to his book。OK， 他把他的时间呢，都奉献在制作这本书上面了。
OK， so in Japan, there are entire schools devoted to the craft.
OK，
now does the word craft here have something to do with voice acting？
OK， 我们看到 craft 这个名词哦 ，craft 这个字呢，它其实是指工艺的意思哦。OK， 比方说 craftsmanship，OK，、okay, 就是呢制作这个事情，做手工艺可以用 craft 这个字。但是呢，在这边呢，我们这个 craft 其实呢，它是指特别有技巧的职业哦，有一些专门的职业，我们会讲说 craft。所以呢，在这边他们说呢，这个学校呢，他们在做这个所有的事情是要来教这个 craft， 就是表示说是这个 voice actors 这个特别的职业，有技巧的职业。
So is it kind of like saying an area of skill?
Yes.
Ah, okay. All right, well, let's find out about these voice actors more. It says voice actors called 四一四二语. I'm not going to say that right. It's not pronounced 四一语, but it's pronounced 四一语. Start training early, and their education is taken very seriously. Mm-hmm. Now, I apologize to Japanese speakers in advance. I might not say that word right.
Okay, 所以呢，我们看到 voice actors 这些配音员呢，在日本哦，在日本呢，他们是有一个特别名字，就是叫做声优。Okay, I'm not going to say the word.
Okay, all right. Well, we learned that their education in Japan is taken very seriously.When you take something seriously, or somebody seriously, you believe they should be treated with respect, so you pay close attention to them. For example, Kayla takes her sewing hobby quite seriously. She's even considering turning it into a career someday.
OK, 我们呢可以先看到 serious 这个形容词呢就是表示很认真的。那这边呢我们是用的 seriously, 它的副词哦就表示很认真的。比方说我们在那个对话里面可以讲 seriously, 你认真吗你确定吗这样的意思。那在这边呢我们是 take something seriously, OK, 这个句型了就是呢表示很认真的看待这个事情。
OK, let's find out what they do with the schools. It says,Students must attend the typical voice training courses. Now, in these classes, you'd learn how to use recording equipment, express your emotions.
The skills we were talking about yesterday.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, 所以呢，我们看到他们的这些学生必须要参加这些 typical voice training courses. 他们要参加这些训练他们声音的这个课程呢。那参加课程呢，我们可以用 attend 这个动词表示参加。那你当然也可以用 take 或是 go to. Okay, 这些。课程 These are like their basic skills.
Yes. All right. But, of course, that's not just what they do. It says, however, their training extends much beyond these. Now, we use the verb extend here. When something extends, it includes more things, more areas, or more subjects. Now, here, we're talking about the other skills or subjects that voice actors in Japan have to study. So it extends to these, to include these. For example, we could say, this company used to sell just makeup, but it's recently extended its product line to include skin care.
Okay, extend 这个动词呢就是表示扩大或是延伸的意思哦，它有点像是 stretch, 伸展或是呢 lengthen, 把这个东西变长了。所以呢 extend 在这个学校里面的这些声优学生们呢，他们除了我们刚刚讲的这些基本的配音员的知识之外呢，技巧之外呢，他们还必须扩大延伸来学习更多的事情。那像刚刚在我们这个 Aaron 举的例句里面呢，这个公司呢以前他们只卖化妆品，但是他们现在怎么样 extended its product line, 他们呢把他的这个产品线扩大了，把产品线延伸了，他们现在呢还卖这个怎么样 skin care, 就是呢我们的这个保养品。
Okay, well, let's find out what these other classes or courses are.、Mm-hmm. It says, Seiyu also take courses in song, dance, and theater.
Really?
Yes. Now, you might be surprised by this, but you shouldn't be. Here it says, such a wide-ranging education is necessary.、Mm-hmm. Now, wide-ranging just means that there's a lot of、
yes.
things. It ranges very widely. So you learn a lot more things than just voice acting skills. Okay, well, here it says, these days, Japanese seiyu can become veritable celebrities.
Okay.
A couple of hard words in there for you.
Okay, 所以呢我们看到说为什么他们必须要上这些 extended courses, 为什么要上这些其他课程，这些课程我们刚刚讲到，比方说唱歌跳舞甚至是演戏，为什么要上这些东西呢？因为呢在现在日本呢 these days 最近啊近来呢，这些声优呢他们可以变成怎么样 veritable celebrities. Okay, veritable 呢它这个字呢是表示真正可称得上的，真正的，或者我们就说名副其实的。 OK, 名副其实的什么 celebrity, celebrity 这个字呢是表示名人的意思，比方说呢像是 Kim Kardashian, 或者是像在台湾这个、蔡依珊，可能他们就是 celebrity, 名人。 OK, I do watch some anime, Japanese anime、mm-hmm. and I have to say it's very unique culture、mm-hmm. popular seiyu, they are likePop stars.
Yes.
Like a rock band or、mm-hmm. idol.
Now, when I was doing research、mm-hmm. for this article, I was looking up some popular ones, and、
yes.
there's so many. They even have、an award ceremony、
oh,
every、
really?
Year so that the best voice actors win awards. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's really interesting. Okay, so here it says, aside from their work in film and television, anime,and video games.
Yes, video games. 、
mm-hmm. They often hold concerts for their fans.、
Mm, okay, 所以呢在这个课文里面、哦、除了他们讲的这个电视的工作，或者是呢我们刚刚讲卡通 anime, 就是日本这些动画的工作，或者是呢甚至像是 video games, 在这些动画里，在这个、电动游戏里面呢也会有声优的出现呢。除了这些之外，他们还怎么样呢？ They often hold concerts, okay, for their fans.
That's right. Now a concert, probably many of you have been to a concert,、mm-hmm. is an event at which a performer will play musicor sing in front of an audience. Now, these days, performers often dance while they sing or play too, which is why these voice actors need to know how to sing and dance and act. All right, now, for example, we could say, Noah wants to buy his girlfriend tickets to next month's Ame concert.
Okay, that must be hard to get.
Yes.
Okay, 所以看到 concert 这个字呢，它可以指演唱会，比方说像我们刚刚讲阿妹的演唱会，或者是呢演奏会 concert. 那那课文里面就讲说呢，这些声优我很常会举办演唱会，事实上在台北也很常，比方说像在这个 TICC 或者在台大体育馆，很常会看到这些日本声优来到台湾演出。
Okay, now let's give an example of、mm-hmm. just one of many、
yes.
popular voice actors. It says, for example, Kana Hanazawa, a popular seiyu, has voiced numerous characters and released 4 albums.
Okay, albums.
Mm-hmm, so music albums.
Yes.
Right. Now we use the word numerous in there. It's an adjective, and it's another way to say a huge amount or number of something,or another way to say a lot of or many.、
Mm-hmm.
Now, Hana Kanazawa has been a voice actor for numerous or many video games, TV shows, and films.
Yeah, even I know her.
Yes, there you go. So she must be really popular.、
Yeah.
All right, here's another example of numerous. Wallace, you've been late numerous times this month. What's going on?
嗯哼，好，我们看到这个形容词哦 ，numerous， 我们看到前面有好像 number 这样子，所以就知道呢 ，numerous 就是在形容很多的。 其实呢，我们可以很简单的用 many 或者是呢 a lot of 都可以表示很多的。那另外一个字补充给你 considerable 也是这个可观的很多的意思。所以我们课文这边呢就说这个声优呢他有为很多很多不同的动画角色来做过配音。
Okay, so life as a voice actor in Japan sounds great so far, right?
Yes.
Now, it sounds great, but maybe it's not always so great.
Okay.
Here it says, of course, their life is not always an easy ride.
Okay.
Now, if that doesn't make sense to you right away, that's because we used a phrase. And that phrase is today's shortcut for you. It's an easy ride or a rough ride.
Shortcut for you.
Hey, how's your new business going?
It's been going super well, which means I'm starting to get rich.
Wow, that's great. You know, I wouldn't mind some extra cash. Maybe I'll open a shop too.
Go for it. I have to warn you that it's no easy ride though.
Didn't you hear me? I'm not trying to ride a bus. I'm hoping to make some money.
When I say easy ride, I don't mean ride a bus. I'm talking about a period of time in which you don't experience problems.
All right, so easy ride means 顺利的进程。
You got it. So what kind of store do you want to open?
If only there were a place where people just went and gave workers their money.
You mean like a bank?
Yes, I'll just start one of those. Getting wealthy is going to be an easy ride.
Well, people take money out of banks too.
Right. I'll sort out the details later.
Okay, welcome back. Okay, so it's not always an easy ride. Mm-hmm. It's not always an easy thing to be a voice actor. And here's why.
Okay.
It says, landing a good voice acting job is difficult, as there is plenty of competition. Now think about back to those schools,
yes.
Right? You've got all of those students trying to do the exact same thing,
yes,
and they all
yes.
want to be famous.Not going to be easy. And it's highly respected. A lot of people respect voice actors.
Okay.
So people want that respect.
Okay. 好，我们在看这个课文之前，我先看到它前面写了一个重动词 land. Land 这个字呢，其实是叫做这个降落。比方说这个飞机要着地了。那在这边呢，它当做动词呢，不是这个着地，也不是地板的意思，也不是原地的意思。它意思呢，其实是指得到或是获得这个工作机会。表示呢，你降落在这个工作上，你获得了这个工作机会。所以他说在日本呢，这个声优是非常竞争的行业，其实呢，就好像我们的偶像明星或是歌手演员 ，It's pretty much like you want to become a famous actor or something.、
Mm-hmm.
There's too many competitions.
Right. It also says many seiyuu have to take on other jobs just to get by.、So that's what they do. It's like Hollywood. All of the actresses and actors, they、
yes.
are waiters and waitresses too.Now, they take something on. Here, when you take something like a job or a task on, you agree to do extra work or to be responsible for something.
Mm-hmm.
For example, Homer took on more work because he wanted to show his boss that he deserves a raise.
Okay, 所以 take something on 这个动词呢就表示承担某些事情哦。那承担某些事情呢这个事情通常是多出来的 extra, 是你除了你原本要做的之外你愿意多承担这些事情。Okay, 所以呢像我们刚刚的例句里面呢他就讲说 Homer 呢他愿意多承担一些工作多承担一些责任因为他希望呢他的老板能够承认说诶他是值得这个 raise 呢就是说他有拿到这个加薪的意思。Okay, 那在课文里面呢这些声优呢因为他们工作可能没有这么好找到没有这么容易取得所以呢他们除了声优的工作之外呢他们必须要承担其他的可能是比方说在店里打工啊等等哦他们怎么样呢 to get by get by 呢表示这个渡过难关哦那生活还是要继续过下去这样的意思
Okay, well, that's not it. It says additionally,
okay.
those who achieve fame can be overworked and have trouble maintaining their privacy. So those aren't very good either. Here we're talking about overworked. It's an adjective, mm-hmm. and it means that someone has been working too hard, mm-hmm. often because they are being forced to work too much. Now, it doesn't just mean other people are forcing them to work too much. It also means you're forcing yourself to work too much.
Okay. OK, 所以呢我们看到 over 这个字呢就表示太多超过了它就是 exceeded。OK, 那我们在这个名词或动词甚至形容词之前呢我们加上 over 什么东西就表示过分过度的怎么样。那在这边呢我们这个形容词 overworked 就是呢你 work, 你工作的太多了、所以表示你已经过劳了。
Yeah, maybe you don't even get enough sleep. Alright, well they also have trouble maintaining their privacy.Privacy is the state of being free from public attention. Mm-hmm. Now, this is something that celebrities can have trouble with. People want to know everything about a celebrity's life, who they date, what they eat, where they shop, all of these things. But this means they don't get to keep anything to themselves. Everything is in the open and it's not just for them, right? Here's an example. After answering reporters' questions for an hour...The politician went backstage to get some privacy.
OK, 所以呢我们可以先看到这个形容词 private 就表示私人的。所以呢它的名词 privacy 就表示隐私哦。When you're a celebrity, it's really hard to keep your privacy. 很难呢保有你自己的隐私。
OK, well, let's kind of wrap up our article today.
Yes,
we've talked about all the good things. We've talked about all the bad things. We've talked about Taiwan and Japan. So we're going to sum up our article by saying this. If you're interested in voice acting, consider all the pros and cons first. The phrase pros and cons in that sentence are the advantages, those are the good things, and the disadvantages, those are the bad things of something. Okay, we've thought about the good things, thought about the bad things.
Yes.
Now, what we should do here in the article, it says, then if you decide you have the patience, the determination, and the will to succeed...Make your voice heard. All right. Well, determination, that's the quality of trying to do something, even if it is difficult to do.
Okay.
And the will, like the will to survive, the will to succeed, is sort of just like you...will not give up. You have the ability to do these things, even though they're difficult.
好了，另外呢，在课文这边呢，我们也看到了 make your voice heard 这个句子哦。make 在这边呢，是当作使役动词来使用了。使役动词呢，它意思就是使别人做什么事情，或是让别人做什么事情。那呢它的用法有两种，如果说是主动的话呢，我们的句型是 make 加上受词，再加上一个原形动词哦，表示后面这个人呢，是主动来做这件事情。举个例子咯，我妈妈呢，叫我把这些碗盘给洗了。My mom made me wash those dishes. OK, 我妈妈呢，让我叫我把这些盘子给洗了。叫我洗这些盘子，所以我们后面是 wash 原形动词。那如果是像我们课文这边的用法的 make your voice heard， 我们呢这边使用的是过去分词 PP 的形式 heard， 表示说呢是让你的声音被听到了。OK， 注意到我们这边的用法。那一样的使役动词跟 make 在这边呢，让别人做什么事情，使别人做什么事情呢？一样的用法，我们还可以用有没有的这个 have。have 这个字呢，在这边一样跟 make 是让别人做什么事情的意思。
Okay, Sam, we've reached the end of our article.
Yes.
We know exactly what we should do. If we want to make our voice heard,
yes.
We should shout it out. We should go and get these jobs, right?
Yes.
Okay, well, we're going to have to end our article today. So let's finish up with our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
Okay, our For You Chat, think of some good and bad things, some pros and cons about being famous. Would you want to become famous? Why or why not?
I think yes.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know, when you are famous, money comes.
Sometimes,
so, yeah. So if it's a lot of money, I'd be willing to sacrifice a bit of my privacy.
Okay, well...That is where we are different, Sam. I would rather have my privacy.
Yeah?
I'm a very private person, and so I think being famous would be interesting、
mm-hmm.
for a little while.、
Yes.
And then I would not want to be famous anymore. But that's not really how fame works. Once、mm. you're famous, you're usually famous for a while.
Yes.
So what about you? There's a lot of good and bad things we talked about in the article. And that's not just for voice actors. It's for all celebrities. So you can answer this question too. But we have to say goodbye. So I'm Aaron.
And I'm Sam.
Bye-bye.
Mic check, 1, 2. In comparison to Taiwan's voice actors, Japan's voice actors are more highly respected. In fact, entire schools there are devoted to the craft. Voice actors, called seiyu, start training early, and their education is taken very seriously. Students must attend the typical voice training courses. However, their training extends much beyond these. Seiyu also take courses in song, dance, and theater. Such a wide-ranging education is necessary. These days, Japanese seiyu can become veritable celebrities. Aside from their work in film and television, anime and video games, they often hold concerts for their fans. For example, Kana Hanazawa, a popular seiyu, has voiced numerous characters and released 4 albums. Of course, their life is not always an easy ride. Landing a good voice acting job is difficult, as there is plenty of competition. Many seiyu have to take on other jobs just to get by. Additionally, those who achieve fame can be overworked and have trouble maintaining their privacy. If you're interested in voice acting, consider all the pros and cons first. Then, if you decide you have the patience, determination, and the will to succeed, make your voice heard.
Vocabulary review. Comparison. In comparison with my previous car, this new one is easier to drive. Devote. Ted devotes almost all of his time to his new business. Extend.I want to extend my house by adding another room to it. Concert. The concert was a lot of fun, but the music was pretty loud. Numerous. There are numerous kinds of fish living in this lake. Privacy.If you are worried about your privacy, then don't put all your personal information online.